giving you an extra pair of shoes and your angry eyes, just in case. And if you get hungry, here's some cheese puffs and a key. Golf ball, if you have time for golf. And a plastic steak and a rubber ducky and a yo-yo.
What do you think of a gender-neutral potato
head? I don't agree with it at all. Absolutely, it's a load of nonsense. This can't be an it. You are dehumanizing. It's not a woman anymore. It's an it. That's dehumanizing
those people. Those people like to use the phrase they. They like to be called they. They.
But they're not a they. They is plural.
But they want to be called they.
But they're not. You're either a he or a she. End of... But, I know what they want.
But they've decided that they've changed their minds and they...
Yeah, but I don't think... It's only the minority. Why should the minority then put to the majority?
You wouldn't buy your grandchild this new toy?
I certainly would not. I think it's no nonsense. You can't say breastfeeding. It has to be like a person who breastfeeds. But a man doesn't breastfeed. I mean, it's gone ridiculous. A person. And this thing about weddings, we are expecting a baby. We are not expecting a baby. The woman is having the baby.
So I'm here outside the toyshoponline.ie and I'm going to have a chat with the owner about how Potato Head is changing.
Hi there, I'm Alison Murphy from the toy shop in Malahide.
How do you feel about Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head going gender neutral and they're going to become just Potato Head?
I think it can only really be a good thing. The shape of families in this day and age is changing, and a toy or a playset that represents that, I think it can only be a positive thing. You know, it's, I think it could be more inclusive. It's moving with the times, promoting gender equality, and it shows a picture of a modern family in this day and age. You know, nowadays it may not be the conventional mom, dad and children. It could be two moms, could be two dads, could be single parents, you know, and a toy and a playset that represents this, you know, what's not to love about that?
And an extra bouncy, bouncy ball. And some extra teeth. Be careful, they chatter.
Whoa!
And crayons, in case you get bored. And some blue Play-Doh.
Hasbro, who make Mr. Potato Head, they've been doing it for 70 years. So many kids grew up with this toy. It still sells. Is that the thing when it comes to kids' toys? It's actually quite difficult to make them gender neutral because toy shops in general still have a blue aisle and a pink aisle, even if they try.
You know, it's true. In my shop, I obviously have gender neutral items. I have pink things and blue things. And generally, it's funny to see, you know, a girl would come in and she'd go straight for the pink. You know, even if the mom guides her to the other side, it's something that is maybe innate in when we're born. But, you know, things like blocks, you know, all the new wooden toys, but, you know, train sets for girls, that's all what people are playing with nowadays as well.
So gender neutral toys, I mean, obviously the millennials and Generation Z, they are delighted, but the conservatives, they're saying it's PC gone mad, they don't like it, and some people are saying that Mr. Potato Head does have a penis.
It is a toy, and, you know, I think they're getting a little bit hot up about it. In the playset that's going to be sold, there's going to be a girl and there's going to be a boy. So I don't see really what the problem is here at all. How can it be PC gone mad? They can still play with the boy or they can still play with the girl.
And they can make it up, they can change it.
Exactly, and they can see real life. If they have two moms, they can have two moms. Or if they have a mom and a dad, they can do what they see. And who's to say what type of family somebody should have? You know, I think it's a great thing. I think it's really, really welcome. And also the fact that is that you have to buy one toy. There's actually a man and a woman in it. You don't have to buy Mrs. Potato Head and you don't have to buy Mr. Potato Head. You get double bang for your buck.
And there's a baby.
Exactly, and a baby. There you go. Perfect nuclear family.
It's kind of our times now, isn't it? So, yeah, absolutely, I'm all for it. Yeah, I'm 28.
So you're a millennial?
Yes.
And would you welcome that, the fact that for 70 years it was Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, but now they're going to be gender neutral? They could be Mr., they could be Mrs., they could be Ms., they could be they, they could be anything.
Yeah, absolutely, why not? Yeah, I think that's very important for like generations coming up. I used to rob my brother's action men.
Did
like
you?
Let them date my Barbies and all. I don't think it should matter, like blue, white or pink. It shouldn't matter, like guys should be able to use pink and girls should be able to use blue.
So you welcome it?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I welcome it. I mean, I think it's nice, but same time, it's just a big corporation trying to pander. But look, if it helps people, it's good. It's not a bad thing. They're cashing in on social change when it's convenient. If they really wanted to go out and do something bold, changing a name isn't really going to do it. Donate money or have a social project. They're just tokenism, really.
Whatever they want to be, male or female, doesn't matter.
I think it's great for kids just to get them aware of it at an early age and it's relatable to them.
Yeah, both boy and girl kids can have the toy and play with it and not have this, you know, aisles in the stores where these are for boys and these are for girls. You can have toys that are for both and they won't be judged.
And can you understand why conservatives and tabloid Foghorn Piers Morgan are saying it's political correctness gone mad? Can you understand why that's a bit of a backlash?
I can understand, but I think it's a bit of, it's education and it's a bit of ignorance. I think, you know, no offence to Piers Morgan, but he's of an older age and, you know, that's how he was brought up and that was his education, you know what I mean? Whereas like, these kids are now being educated at a younger age with this stuff. Goes full circle.
So Hasbro, the toy makers, if they've said, hold that tot, your main spot. Mr. Potato Head isn't going anywhere. While it was announced today that Potato Head brand name and logo are dropping the Mr., I am proud to confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere and will remain Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head. So the makers haven't backed down, but they are clarifying. Basically, Potato Head can be Mr., Mrs., or anything you want it to be.
Yeah, I think that's nice as well. I think that's the whole idea, inclusion for everybody. It doesn't need to be Mr. or Mrs., it can just be Day.
Just leave Mr. Potato Head to who he is and who everybody's known him as.
So Mr. Potato Head, you think, should stay as Mr. Potato Head with his private parts?
Well, he never really did have any private parts, really. Did we ever see anything like that?
No, he didn't. He just had his he had his hat and his eyes and his hands, didn't he?
His moustache.
And a moustache.
There you go.
I think he's just taken it all too far.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, what difference does he gender neutral?
Yeah, what difference
It's only
does it
a child's
make,
toy.
Really?
You'll never be able to dress anybody as Mr., Miss, Madam, Sir. The women that are the ones that are been singled out, whereas now everybody has to be just one person. In a box, exactly, in a box, yeah.
I think it's PC gone mad. It's like, why would they rebrand something to suit people's opinions or ideas? Like, I'm all for gender neutrality, non-binary, male, female, all that, but like, this is a brand, an established brand that's just been around for years, and I don't see why they needed to rebrand it. Like, all their new products, I've no problem with naming it non-binary or neutral or whatever. But an existing product, an established existing product, I just don't understand it at all. I know kids that'll go to the pink aisle, little boys will go to the pink aisle, or little girls that go to the blue aisle. I think it's probably a perception out there, but I think it's changing.
He's Mr. Potato Head. That's what he's known as.
And Mrs.
Oh, is there a Miss?
There's a Mrs.
Oh,
well.
I didn't know there was a Mrs.
Right,
oh, really?
Miss,
I didn't know that. Okay, no. I think that's ridiculous. Leave them as it is. It just becomes too politically correct at times.
So we always knew Mr. Potato Head the way he was, and we're very happy to welcome Mrs. as well. Where's the babies? We didn't see any little babies.
There is a baby.
Yet.
There's a baby,
oh, there's
too.
A baby too.
There's a baby Potato Head.
I'm obviously a bit behind.
Well, it's just been launched.
Oh,
with
really?
This
right.
With this group that's just called Potato Head, there's going to be two adults and a baby.
Right. Oh, well, then I suppose then
and the adults could be whatever
to be
you want them to be.
Gender neutral for the family business. I do think it has to be then gender neutral, doesn't it? Like, I mean, you know, to keep up with it.
I think this kind of toy is good because kids can see that it's not always going to be a mum and dad. It could be two mums, could be two dads, and it's a family in the same way, and they could be just as happy.
I completely agree that having an option to have a gender neutral Mr. or Mrs. Potato Head to have the child exposed to different ways to express themselves and learn about the art of play is fantastic.
And a dime, call me, and Monkey Chow.
Monkey Chow? For what?
Well, for the monkeys, of course. Come on, monkey.
That's it. I draw the line at monkeys. Get my agent on the phone.